Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. We are in the midst of On the Block, or it just started, I should say. And joining us this week for this cool segment is a new friend, Rob Atkinson from PFM Hudson. And, well, the PFM is some kind of a dental procedure, but that's not what you or your family were into, correct?
So the PFM actually comes from my dad was a small business owner, and one of his businesses was called PFM. So I'm looking to become a small business owner. That's actually what PFM Hudson is about.
And that was based in Atlanta, Georgia.
It was based in Atlanta, where I grew up. That's right, yeah.
And then what made you come up the old Hudson?
So I was living in New York City for a number of years, and my partner and I moved up here a few years ago, just looking to get away from the city. Loved the nature, loved the agriculture around, and have found we've been so pleasantly, I don't want to say surprised, but
appreciative
of what a wonderful community we found as well. We've got neighbors we know. We really love the people up here as well.
That's cool. When you go to pfmhudson.com, you see you in all different poses on some pretty strenuous, cool-looking places. So you like to hike?
I do like to hike. I think there's a picture of me on some ice on Devil's Path trail in the Catskills. Yeah.
Which is super cool. And, well, so you came up from Atlanta, and just like a lot of us, you were kind of drawn like a magnet to the area. It pulled you in, and it worked. We stuck you here.
That's right.
So cool. And now, what are your aspirations as a member of our community?
Yeah, so for most of my career, I've worked in corporate jobs, or actually used to work for YouTube, which you were talking about now. But my aspiration now is really to become a small business owner in the community. So I started PFM Hudson to search full time for a business that I could acquire and operate myself.
So what do you do at PFM Hudson? What is your main resource?
So we don't. It's just me, really. Okay. We don't have operations. It's really just to find this this great enduring business that is maybe looking for a transition. Maybe the owner's been running the business for the last 10, 20, 30 years and is looking for kind of the next chapter, looking for someone to take it over and take it, operate it for the next kind of 10, 20, 30 years. So that's really what it's all about.
So are you looking yourself for a new direction, another chapter in your life, something to jump to, or you just want to help out the community?
I guess it's a little bit of both, but yeah, I'm doing this because I want to take my career in a new direction, take control of my own professional destiny in a way that's just not possible at a traditional company or at a bigger company.
So your services that you have now, what can you offer people?
So I really love to connect with business owners who, again, they have a profitable business that's got a good reputation with customers, has been doing a great job serving the community, and that they're thinking about the next chapter for their business, looking for somebody who's going to operate the business in the same way that they've been operating it, taking care of their people, taking care of their customers, looking to really preserve their legacy. Mm. So for folks who, again, are maybe thinking about what their next chapter looks like, thinking about what the next chapter for their business looks like, maybe they don't have kids who want to take over the business, or they don't have a succession plan in place. I might be able to be a good option to help take the business to that next chapter.
And you'd be able to help the business grow then.
That's right. So the plan would really be figuring out the right transition with the owner, figuring out something that's respectful of them. Of, some people might want to say, "Hey, I'm ready to retire and move somewhere warm." Some people might want a longer transition. They might want something that's more flexible. When I first take over the business, my plan would actually be not to change much, because these businesses have been successful and I don't want to mess with that. Yeah. Over the long term, obviously the plan would be to grow, to create new opportunities for the team, maybe new services for customers, to kind of continue to build on that legacy. But the plan is really find a business that's doing something right and keep doing that thing.
Cool. And so to get to that goal, what are you doing meanwhile?
So the biggest thing I'm trying to do is to have meetings and conversations with business owners. Mm. So doing things like this to get the word out, but also going to things like the Red Hook Chamber of Commerce meeting, which is how I got connected with you all, meeting local small business owners. And part of what's fun about that is even for businesses where you know, they're not necessarily thinking about selling or thinking about transitioning, I get to meet my neighbors. I get to learn a lot from different business leaders. Yeah. So all the conversations are fun and helpful, even if it's not necessarily leading to a transaction.
Mm. Well, you brought in some music with you, so you're a fan of music besides being interested in money-making opportunities.
That's right. I brought in a few different albums. I brought in some Steely Dan. I figured it's one of my favorites, but also figured they're hometown heroes, you know, meeting at Bard.
Yeah.
I brought in some Nina Simone, who's one of my favorites, but in particular, one of my partner's favorites. He's listening right now, so he would be happy to hear some of that as well.
Well, I'm going to play a tune that you suggested, and then you can explain a little bit deeper the connection. So this is Steely Dan. We're chatting with Rob Atkinson from PFM Hudson on the block, KZE.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. We're in the midst of On the Block. Our guest is Rob Atkinson of PFM Hudson. And Rob, are you enjoying your day?
I am enjoying my day, and I appreciate you playing that song, Rick, because I actually am looking to do your dirty work. That's you know, why I'm here, looking to connect with business owners.
Well, so. I find it kind of interesting, and when I looked and was talking to you about PFM Hudson, the website, besides the cool pictures of you in action, it explains your mission and what you want to do. So, folks, check out pfmhudson.com. And Rob is looking to help out a business that needs it, which is cool. That's super cool. And it strengthens our community when you have, like we were just talking about, a candy store or something like that that is not able to survive or pass the legacy of the business on. This might be something that you can infuse some more money and love into and make it a great establishment. That's super, what a cool thought. And, well, what inspired you to do that?
I was mentioning during the break that my dad was a small business owner. Yeah. And he unfortunately passed away in 2019. Mm-hmm. But before he retired, he was able to sell one of his businesses. And that's really what's supporting my mom now in her retirement, is the fact that he was able to pass the business on to a younger, kind of hungry entrepreneur who wanted to take the business to the next level.
Are they running it now? In tradition of what your dad did?
They are. They acquired several other firms that were kind of similar and combined them. But so, yeah, it was, you know, it was a great thing for them, obviously, to give them that opportunity. But it was also great for our family and to be able to recognize what my dad had built over many years and also provide my mom that support in her retirement.
That's cool. And then the legacy continues. Because as we all know, something founded by somebody was founded by somebody, and you go back to the roots. So that's super cool. And now you're looking in the Red Hook, Tivoli, Rhinebeck area. Are you going any further than that?
Yeah, I'm willing to go, call it an hour and a half drive from here.
Yeah? Cool.
So a little bit farther. I know that, you know, to find the right business and kind of that right mutual fit, I might need to go a little bit beyond just literally my community. But one great thing about radio is it's physical and terrestrial, and so wherever your radio waves are reaching is probably about where I'm willing to look. So
we're also on the internet, so we're big in Japan. And France. But
I'd have to convince my partner to move to Japan. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Maybe France. Well, that's super cool. And we are grateful that you're here in our community. You're part of the Red Hook Area Chamber of Commerce. And, well, any type of business that you yourself would find to be in your wheelhouse that you'd like to take over or contribute to?
Overall, I'm very open to different types of businesses. In terms of my background, I have a lot of experience in...
You mentioned YouTube.
Yeah, I did work at YouTube. I also have a lot of experience in B2B marketing and sales. So B2B businesses are often a good fit. Services businesses, home services, light manufacturing, distribution.
Cool.
But honestly, I think what I'm looking for is less the specific industry or the specific, kind of product of the business, and more looking for a great business that's got a great reputation, a great track record, and where there's a fit with me and the owner. So I would encourage folks to reach out, even if it's not something that I just mentioned, because I'd love to have a conversation and learn about their business kind of no matter what it is.
Cool. Well, we appreciate that. And helping the community grow is something we all aspire to. So thanks, Rob. And we're going to take a little break here on the block, 98.1 KZE. We're going to hear from some sponsors, and then we'll come back with a tune or two and more chatting with Rob. Stay with us on the block, 98.1 KZE.
I'm Mary Kay Lambina.
The Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We are enjoying On the Block, and in the studio with us is Rob Atkinson. He is from PFM Hudson, and we've been chatting about his aspirations, and he would like to be a business owner in our community. And if you can help Rob out, if you know something or somebody who is willing to use some help, how can folks get in touch with you, Rob?
So probably the easiest way for folks to get in touch with me is they can call 1-866-ROB-BUYS, R-O-B-B-U-Y-S. Huh. That will go right to my cell phone. There's no answering service or office for that, but figured that makes it easier for people to remember. 1-866-ROB-BUYS. Mm. They can also send me an email at rob@pfmhudson.com and check out my website at pfmhudson.com to learn a little bit more about me and what I'm trying to do.
Mm. Now, moments ago, we heard Sturgill Simpson doing In Bloom, which is a cover, and that's a Nirvana cover. Why do you like that tune?
I love Sturgill in lots of different flavors. You know, he's such a kind of diverse artist. Like, I guess probably a good fit for WKZE in terms of celebrating musical diversity. Of, you know, he's got the outlaw country and the bluegrass and the rock and the, tropical rock Jimmy Buffett sound on his most recent album in certain ways. So I think that's a good one. Of it's a, obviously the original is a great song, but I think he does it great as a cover because it's putting his own kind of flavor and his own spin on it.
What'd you think of him changing his name to Johnny Blue Skies?
Yeah, when I saw him in concert last summer, he introduced the whole band, and then when he got to himself, he said, and you can call me whatever the F you want. So I think he's happy. Again, he's playing with musical styles. He's playing with identity. He's an interesting guy.
Well, I love that he had in his merch booths, who the F is Sturgill Simpson.
Exactly.
And, when you wear one of those shirts, you are proud to be a Sturgill Simpson fan because he got a lot of explaining to do. And, well, besides hiking, music, what do you like to do in your free time?
I mean, we really love exploring kind of the local area, the local region. Love going to breweries, whether it's Lasting Joy in Tivoli or Slow Fox down in Rhinebeck.
Oh, cool.
Love a bunch of different local restaurants. Flatiron here in Red Hook is one of our favorites. $20 burger and beer on Wednesdays. Love Tivoli General and Club Sandwich over in Tivoli. A bunch of different places we love exploring around the region.
Well, one burning question. You have a desire to own a business. What are you doing right now to keep yourself afloat?
I'm lucky that I have a partner who is supportive of me, both emotionally, but also he has health insurance and and a real job. So, combination of savings and my partner's very generous support.
Well, all the best to you, and hopefully, you'll be coming back here to visit us on the block as a business owner of sorts. And good luck in your quest to help a business that needs it, or to just start a new one. Could happen. So Rob Atkinson is our guest on the block. He is from PFM Hudson. And the address to your website, tell the folks.
It's www.pfmhudson.com. Again, you can also reach my cell phone directly at 1-866-ROB-BUYS, R-O-B-B-U-Y-S.
All right. And if you are interested, seriously, in selling your business, and he has mentioned a few different avenues of what he can expertly help you with, check him out. 1-866-ROB-BUYS, pfmhudson.com online. And thanks for joining us for On the Block, Rob.
Thanks so much, Rick.
It's been a pleasure. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
Central Hudson reminds you, your library card unlocks more than books. With the Mid-Hudson Library System, you can borrow a free Home Boost energy kit.